Good afternoon. This is Ed Walsh with the Muhammad Citizen for the week of January 6th, 2020. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article that's under the banner of Public Library. The headline reads, Help Needed. Library May Lose Program. Director John Howard said the Muhammad Public Library needs aid or it may not be able to offer its annual tax assistance program for seniors and lower income households. According to Howard, for many years, volunteer Brenda Farney has spent hours every tax season providing tax assistance to seniors and low to moderate income households through the AARP Foundation Tax Aid Service. A large number of people have come to depend on this service to get their taxes completed each year, he said. This year, program leaders have informed Farney that she needs at least one other tax preparation volunteer working with her in order for the service to continue. If at least one additional volunteer is not found, the service will not be available in Muhammad this year, Howard said. Volunteers do not need to be an accountant or have extensive tax preparation experience. AARP provides extensive training along with easy-to-use software that aids the volunteer tax preparer in walking clients through the questions needed to complete their taxes, basic financial skills, and basic non-expert computer skills, plus a desire to help people is all that is required. To volunteer or to learn more, contact Howard at 217-586-2611. Again, that's 217-586-2611 or via email at director@muhammadpubliclibrary.org. Training takes place in January. The library has hosted the program for many years. Next up for today on the front page, under the banner of Top 10 Stories of 2019, we have a review. The first headline reads, Annexation Battle, Top News, and School Board Changes, Separate Tragedies on List. The Muhammad Citizen has chosen its top 10 stories of the year, and 2019 brought both conflict and sadness, cooperation, and community-wide fun. The top 10 stories are chosen based on factors including website analytics on the most impactful and highest profile topics for the year. First article is headlined, Subdivisions Annexed. The Village of Muhammad's Board of Trustees voted in late April to annex multiple subdivisions into the village limits, despite strong and vocal opposition from many residents in those areas. After the April 23, 2019 meeting that sealed the annexations, Carradine Drive resident Richard Erdley said, No matter what pleas we made to the board, I felt like their minds were closed. They had their minds made up, so we're going to court. We hate for it to come to this point, he added, but speaking during the meeting to the trustees, he said, I guess we'll see you in court. As of December, however, no court action regarding the annexations had taken place. Trustees Bruce Colravy, David Johnson, Andy Harps, Donald Lynn, Bill Oliger, and Brian Metzger voted yes unanimously on the annexations. The first was to annex Briarcliff Subdivision's property, the second annexed Summit Ridge Subdivision, and the third was to annex Robinson properties, including Tin Cup Campground. Annexation makes the areas in question part of the village, subject to village taxes and regulations, and eligible for village services such as brush, limb and leaf removal, snow removal, and others. Government regulations allow for annexation when a subdivision is wholly bounded or completely surrounded by property that's part of the village. In some cases, subdivisions have covenants that require that they be annexed once one side of the block of land in question is touching village limits, as the citizen reported in the spring. In opposing annexation, numerous residents said they don't believe there are enough benefits to being part of the village to warrant added taxes, and many said they wish to preserve the rural lifestyle they enjoy outside village limits. The annexations approved April 23rd added about 300 people to the village's population. Prior to the regularly scheduled meeting, about 20 people held signs in opposition to annexation outside the Corn Belt Fire Protection District training facility on Main Street, as the Citizen reported at the time. The session was moved to the Corn Belt facility in anticipation of a larger crowd than most trustee meetings, and the move was warranted. Dozens of people filled the training facility room for the meeting. The second story is headlined, School Board Changes. Mohammed Seymour School District voters ousted a pair of incumbents and selected a trio of newcomers for the Board of Education by a narrow margin on April 2nd. Up for re-election were Jeremy Henricks, Jenny Park, and Lance Raver, with Julie Cebulski, Megan Hennessy, Ken Keefe, Colleen Schultz, and Jason Tompkins also vying for a total of 4 seats, as the Citizen reported at the time. The trio of incumbents campaigned alongside Tompkins with signs featuring the 4 scattered throughout Mahomet. Hennessy and Schultz respectively bested Raver and Tompkins by around 100 votes each. For candidates outside village limits, Henricks took 1,064 votes, while Keefe garnered 979 to put both in seats, while Cebulski received 965 and Park drew 962 votes, according to unofficial results. Since the election, a split among board members has shown itself in a number of contentious Board of Education meetings. Hennessy, Keefe, and Schultz, who ran on platforms of transparency, have been divided versus Henricks and other incumbents, Max McComb, Board President, Lori Larson, Board Vice President, and Merle Giles, Board Secretary. And story number 3, the headline is Mahomet Music Festival. This humongous event, August 23rd and 24th, brought thousands of people to downtown Mahomet for free music ranging from Christian-themed tunes to the country music of well-known star Joe Nichols. Food vendors, bands, a duck race on the nearby Sangamon River, carnival, beer tent, and parade beefed up the top Mahomet Festival, formerly known as Riverfest. This is humongous. This has become Mahomet's premier event of the year, said Dave Parsons, who's been in charge of the festival committee for about 12 years, as the Citizen reported over the summer. You start to hear more and more people talk about the fact that this is the big event. This is kind of East Central Illinois' big event. This is the big one. This really is kind of the one that really showcases Mahomet. Performers included bands Nickel and Dimes and Blues Brothers, plus Building 429, local singer Onale Palmier, and Nichols. The Mahomet Parks and Recreation Department held its annual Sangamon River Duck Race during the festival as well. And story number 4 is entitled Beautiful Angel Mackenzie Bird Loses Health Battle. The entire community of Mahomet was hit hard early in September when local teenager Mackenzie Bird, 16, lost her fight against a congenital heart defect while awaiting a heart transplant. Strengthened by Bird's favorite Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Her family and friends sought solace in good memories as well in the wake of the young woman's death. Her parents posted this on the Prayers for Mackenzie Facebook page. Heaven gained the most beautiful angel today, on this day, September 2nd, 2019, at 12:20 p.m., our beautiful heart warrior went to be with the Lord. We feel so blessed that we have had 16 beautiful years with you. You fought so hard and with so much bravery always. My beautiful girl, you sure did leave your mark on this earth. So proud to be your mama and daddy. Until we meet again, my sweet angel, we love you always and forever." End quote. Hundreds of people offered condolences to the family and tributes to Mackenzie on the Facebook page. Mike Case, family life pastor at Muhammad's Grace Church, and a close family friend said Mackenzie had Schoen's complex heart disease. "She struggled with that since the day she was born," Case explained. "The faith in God and Jesus Christ that Mackenzie held and her family has is helping sustain them," Case told the Citizen at the time. "They believe they will be reunited with her one day." "That's what we hold on to and what we know to be true," Case said. "They've constantly mentioned the healing that she's had. Her heart doesn't hurt anymore." Next up is the fifth largest story, and it's entitled Local Business Growth. The business climate continued to be one defined by growth and success in 2019 for Muhammad. This includes existing and new-to-town establishments. Among examples is Poeta South, a new branch of Lake Forest-based Poeta Training Center, which offers wrestling and fitness programs year-round, which settled into Sangamon on the Main as an anchor tenant. The announcement that Poeta was coming came in mid-September. The business leased the main gym and additional space, or approximately 4,300 square feet in total, at Sangamon on Main. "It's a major get. We are really excited," said Walter Pierce, director of the Muhammad Area Chamber of Commerce. "I think it's not only drawing local, but they're drawing from a pretty wide radius. I think it's a pretty good deal. We're pretty excited about this." Sangamon on Main is a multi-tenant co-working building located in downtown Muhammad, as the Citizen noted at the time. The building previously housed Sangamon Elementary School until it was sold in August 2018 to Sangamon on Main, LLC. Since that time, the new owners have been converting the vacant school into a co-working environment that is now home to 12 businesses, the media release said. Then, in December, the Village of Muhammad approved a liquor code amendment that would accommodate some alcohol sales at a new venture called Company Coffee and Wine. The code change requires that 40% of the business's annual sales be derived from food. Coffee is considered a food under that requirement. I'll second that motion. Muhammad couples Lee and Brooke Starks and Mike and Elizabeth McDermott are behind the venture and hope the establishment will open sometime in May. Company Coffee and Wine is set to locate next to Yellow and Company, which is owned by the McDermotts, at 604 East Main Street in Muhammad, part of West Park Plaza. The idea is for a space that offers a quiet atmosphere for conversation and a patron's choice from among coffee, numerous wines, some craft beers, and some spirits. A coffee beer will sit in one corner of the establishment, and living room-style sets of furniture will be available for couples or groups to gather and relax, Lee Stark said. "It's going to be really cool," he said. Story number six is entitled Ryan Martin Leads MPE. Middletown Prairie Elementary School got a new principal starting with the 2019-20 school year, and Ryan Martin transitioned from his role as assistant principal to leading the school with relationships in mind. "My number one goal is to continue building the relationships I've built this year with staff, with students, with community. I think that's my biggest strength, and I want to continue working on that," Martin told the Citizen in July. "I want this particular building, being the first experience for many kids in school, I want it to be a great experience for them. I want to create that environment which we already have, but continue to grow it." The Muhammad Seymour School Board announced March 29th that Martin was to take over for Wendy Starwalt, who resigned earlier in March. She had served as principal for 2 years since 2017, according to Superintendent Lindsay Hall. Starwalt declined an interview with the Citizen. The school accommodates students in pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and grades 1 and 2. Martin started the job on July 1st. Next up is story number 7, and the headline of that one is 25-year-old Kayla Kelly killed. The July death of a Mahomet woman was one of the top stories on the newspaper's website, mcitizen.com, for the year 2019. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup said Kayla L. Kelly, 25, was pronounced dead at Carle Foundation Hospital at 8:56 a.m. July 21st from injuries she received in a single vehicle crash that happened about 2 hours earlier, the Citizen reported. The crash occurred in southwestern Coles County. The Illinois State Police at Pasotum said Kelly was driving a Toyota RAV4 west on Coles County Road 250 North near County Road 30 East at 6:30 a.m. when the vehicle left the road to the left, hit a bridge guardrail, and rolled over. Kelly, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected. She was alone in the sport utility vehicle, the Citizen reported. She was taken to Carle by helicopter. Story number 8 is entitled Shaping the Future of Mahomet. Plans for community growth by both the Village of Mahomet and the Mahomet Seymour Board of Education, separately and in working together, gathered steam during 2019. Action by Village trustees advanced several aspects of planning for the future of Mahomet. In addition to the community's comprehensive plan that details coming improvements downtown, was approved in September. The Downtown Master Plan Addendum details efforts to spruce up downtown Mahomet to the 2016 Village Comprehensive Plan, as the Citizen reported. The area in question includes property west of Lombard Street, east of Center Street, south of Franklin Street, and north of Dunbar and Union Streets. In the Downtown Master Plan, Mahomet would add alley parks, rain gardens, numerous trees, a band shell, and more in places within the defined areas. Multiple sets of townhouses are anticipated within these parameters as well, village plans show, as the Citizen reported. In conjunction with changes downtown, the Village Board purchased 5 parcels of land from the Wayne Perkins Trust for $475,000. This land is located directly east of the Mahomet Administrative Building on Main Street. The 3 houses and accompanying outbuildings will be demolished relatively early in 2020, trustees estimated, and Village President Sean Widener called the purchase of the land a significant step toward fulfilling Mahomet's downtown master plan. That effort arose in part from a community workshop in January, plus preparation before that session, with the scope taking in what participating residents and village leaders want downtown Mahomet to look like circa 2050. As the Citizen reported, the downtown master plan calls for the Perkins land to become a park-like area called Village Green on the north side along Main Street and include rain gardens there as well. To the south, the plan is to someday build a band shell plaza and include a splash fountain area. Now, the 9th story of the year is headlined Cannabis Sales Rejected. Although public comment was limited on the issue, village trustees voted in mid-December 2019 to prohibit businesses from selling marijuana in Mahomet. Adult use of recreational cannabis became legal in Illinois on January 1, 2020. Patrick Brown, Mahomet Village Administrator, said about 1.5 hours of discussion on the state's law was held at the board study session on November 12th, and more people attended than at a previous meeting held by trustees to garner public opinion on the matter. Some people spoke in favor of being able to purchase cannabis in Mahomet, mainly coming from the angle of medicinal reasons, Brown told the Citizen at that time, while two ministers spoke against any future dispensary in Mahomet. Other residents also spoke against the village ever allowing a cannabis dispensary within its limits. The meeting drew about 20 residents for the discussion. And finally, the 10th story is entitled PTO Official Resigns in Midst of Controversy. Corresponding executive Ken Keefe resigned from the Mahomet Seymour PTO on August 26th after the PTO issued a statement on Facebook that it asked him to resign and it cut all ties to his credit card processing company. PTO leaders said they learned August 23rd that the company, Fund for Us, which was used to handle credit card payments for the annual dog walk fundraiser last year, was owned by Keefe, who works as a software developer at the University of Illinois. Keefe called the incident a very serious communication error between the PTO board and myself. Keefe made headlines as a Mahomet Seymour School Board member by accusing past boards, which included some current school board members, of violations of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Both the PTO and the OMA situations were discussed in a contentious school board meeting on August 19th. Keefe told the Citizen on August 26th that he offered to resign from the PTO the day after that school board meeting. PTO President Ashley Weber confirmed that timing. She said Keefe sent an email August 20th asking if PTO leaders wanted him to resign. But it was August 23rd in a one-on-one phone conversation with Keefe that Weber learned that Fund for Us was Keefe's company. This came out of left field Friday. None of us knew this, she said, August 26th. Within 3 hours, PTO leaders asked Keefe to resign. PTO officials did wait to make an announcement, she added, until after consulting Mahomet Seymour Superintendent Lindsay Hall. Keefe said he believed PTO leaders knew that Fund for Us was his company. He told the Citizen he didn't believe he did anything wrong. The school board later issued a statement that said, in part, "Our local Board of Education has no jurisdiction over this matter." Board President Max McComb said Keefe's role with the PTO at the time and role as a school board member were separate. And now, turning to page A3 under obituaries, we have the following death notices of local and area interest. Filippo Galbo, 88, of Monticello, passed away at 10:01 a.m. Tuesday, December 24, 2019, at Kirby Medical Center in Monticello. Visitation was from 5 to 8 p.m. Sunday, January 5, 2020, at St. Philomena Catholic Church in Monticello. A funeral mass was at 1 p.m. Monday, January 6, 2020, at St. Philomena Catholic Church, with Monsignor Michael Bliss officiating. Interment was in Monticello Township Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association or to the American Lung Association. Condolences may be sent to the family at MackeyWrightFuneralHome.com. Sue Dunn Hauser, 71, passed away Friday, December 27, 2019, at home in Mahomet. A memorial celebration of life service will be held in Karen's honor at 4 p.m. Was held in Karen's honor at 4 p.m. Saturday, January 4, 2019, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 710 North Neal Street in Champaign. Roger Hauser officiated. Memorial visitation was held prior from 2 to 4 p.m. Please join her family in sharing memories, photos, and videos of her tribute wall at sunsetfuneralhome.com. Tatiana Pavlovsky Matsunaga, 74, of Mahomet, passed away Tuesday, December 24, 2019, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. No services will be held. Tanya's family wishes to extend our Sincere thanks to the Carl Foundation Hospital Critical Care Unit medical team. Condolences may be offered at owensfuneralhomes.com. And now, returning to the news and views, we turn to page A4, the Bulldog Bulletin by Lindsay Hall, the superintendent of Mohammed Seymour Schools. Happy New Year, Bulldog Nation. This is the time of year for our staff, students in 4th through 10th, 12th grade, and parents to take the 5 Essentials Survey. This survey, which is administered in all public school districts in the state of Illinois, provides us with feedback about the learning environment in our school buildings. This helps with knowing where we need to grow and improve, and also where our strengths lie. What is the 5 Essentials Survey? According to the Illinois State Board of Education, 5 Essentials is an evidence-based system designed to drive improvement in state schools nationwide. It reliably measures changes in a school organization through the 5 Essentials Survey and provides individualized, actionable reports for each school. The 5 Essentials system is based on more than 20 years of research by the University of Chicago Consortium on School Research on 5 components found to be critical for school success: effective leaders, collaborative teachers, involved families, supportive environment, and ambitious instruction. Research derived from the 5 Essentials for School Success have proven that schools strong on at least 3 of the 5 Essentials are 10 times more prove student outcomes. We receive the results from the survey in late springtime, which gives our principals time to review the results over the summer and determine any course of action that might be needed based upon those results. If you are a parent of a Mohammed Seymour student or students, you have already received an email with a link to the survey, and you will receive more reminders throughout January. The deadline for completing the survey is February 14, 2020. In order to receive results back from the parent survey, we need 20% of all parents in each building to participate. I encourage you to take a few short minutes to complete the survey. Your feedback is helpful and valuable to us. And then in the article, it has this category: school calendar for 2020 and 21. For those of you planning ahead, the school calendar for the school year is now on our website. Please visit www.ms.k12.il.us. Click on the For Parents, and the drop-down menu will have this new calendar. School starts next year at Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Upcoming dates for the school year: Monday, January 6th, we welcome back students from winter break. Monday, January 20th, no school, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Tuesday, January 21st, campus conversations, 5:30 to 6:30 in each of our school buildings. And Wednesday, January 22nd, a 2-hour early dismissal. This has been the Mohammed Citizen for the week of January 6th, 2020. I look forward to reading with you again soon. For Illinois Radio Reader, I'm Ed Walsh.